I'm so glad to be back with you. As Philip mentioned, my name is Kate Moorhead, and I'm the Dean of the Cathedral in Jacksonville, Florida. My husband, JD, is here with me, here in the back. We're so glad to be with you. We've been coming to this island since 1994, and this year we had you in our prayers. Oh, did we ever. I've been here since Monday, and I've been hearing stories about Hurricane Irma and all of the things that people who live here had to endure in that storm. People crouched in their bathtubs with mattresses over their heads as their roofs fell in. Neighbors helping neighbors. The French making sure everyone had food and water. So much devastation, but also so many beautiful stories of new life, of people caring for one another. The resilience of this island is inspiring to me. Life is a journey, isn't it? We have many joyful moments and then many moments that are very scary and challenging, like the storm that came to this island. This morning, we're going to baptize two beautiful boys, a little baby and a six-year-old, his brother. It's my belief that all of us travel through life in one way or another, and we really have a choice between two different kinds of living, two different kinds of journeying through life. We can live as normal human beings, trying to make ourselves happy, trying to get the most out of life, trying to be successful and find love. Or we can choose the second way, the harder way, but the way of joy, which is to be baptized. You see, when a person is baptized, our life then belongs to God. We are reborn in the Spirit, the church says. In the sacrament of baptism, not only will I pour water over these children's heads, but I will mark them on their foreheads with the sign of the cross. It says in the book of Revelation that all Christians are marked on their foreheads with the sign of the cross, marked as Christ's own forever. I was baptized when I was 5 years old, and I remember so well the priest taking this holy oil and marking the sign of the cross on my forehead, and I wondered, is this an invisible tattoo? Can only God see it? And God will know that I belong to him from now on. Every time God looks upon me, boom, the invisible tattoo will show. And every decision I make, I will have to say, God, is this okay with you? And I will know that God is watching over me. You see, as Christians in this journey, we don't just travel alone. We travel with one who looks over us. Like Jesus, we will move through many different parts of life. And once you're baptized, you can't go back. You may try to go back and live your life for yourself, but it won't work. Just like Jesus went back home after he was baptized, and it didn't work. He couldn't go back to the person he was before. It was the only place that didn't welcome him. And so we must travel through life learning and growing, trying to follow God's will. And ironically, as St. Paul says, God's greatest strength will be found in our failures. When these boys make mistakes, when they fail, that's when God will show them even more. They will learn more. They will grow more. So parents and godparents, I want you to pray for these boys every day of your life. Pray that God will lead them and guide them. They may not know what's happening to them today, but that's okay. God knows. You know, there's a great writer, Barbara Brown Taylor, who was in her dorm room in college. She had never been baptized. She didn't believe in anything. She was studying, and two students knocked on the front door of her dorm room, and she opened the door, and they said, "Have you accepted Jesus as your Savior?" And one of them had a Bible, and she said, "Oh, no. I've got to do my homework. How can I get rid of these two?" She said, "Maybe I'll just go along with it, and then they'll leave." So they said, "Have you accepted Jesus as your Savior?" And she said, "No." And they said, "Are you willing to?" And she said, "Oh, sure." So they had her kneel down in her dorm room, and they had her repeat the words, "I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior," she said. And they hugged her and kissed her, gave her the Bible, and left. She said, "Oh, thank God they're gone," and she went back to her desk to finish studying, but she couldn't concentrate. She went out for a walk, and everything looked so beautiful to her. The new leaves on the trees were so green. The sun was just beginning to set. And she thought to herself, "What's happening to me? Oh, my God. I think I really did accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior." From that day on, her life was changed because she gave it to Jesus. After the storm of Irma was over, JD and I got on the web, and we were praying for all of you, and we were searching to see if the church was okay. Searching all those pictures on the internet, and you know what we saw? The first thing we saw? The cross up there. For some reason, this cross did not come down. It stayed up. Just as yours, little boys, are going to stay on you forever, you will be marked as Christ's own forever. Are you all ready? All right, come on forward.